Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This weekend is the kickoff of the 2018 Duluth Dylan Fest. You can find all the information at KUMD.org, but here on Radio Gallery, we're talking about the exhibits. Well, on Saturday, May 19th, there's Karpala's Manuscript Library, an amazing display of Dylan memorabilia, and that's open all the way through June 29th. There's also a collective Visions of Duluth art show at Zeitgeist, May 20th through the 27th, with an opening reception on Monday, May 21st from 5 to 7 p.m., and finally, a large-scale installation exhibit called Shakespeare's in the Alley, a tribute to Bob Dylan. It's a text-based art installation at the Depot Great Hall by artist Sky. It'll be up May 21st through May 29th with an artist talk and celebration at 5:30 on Wednesday, May 23rd. I spoke with Sky of Door County, Wisconsin. She's a mixed-media sculptor. She's worked in jewelry and outdoor installation. And about 10 years ago, got caught up in creating this incredible Bob Dylan sculpture installation. Sky has transcribed the words of Bob Dylan's songs onto large-scale scrolls that mirror the magnitude and impact that Bob Dylan has had in her life and for so many fans. Tell us a little bit about the origin of this project. I know it was a long time in the works.
It's a genuine, just strict tribute to Bob Dylan and his life work. And my investigation of Bob Dylan started when I saw the film, and it was back in 2007 when I saw the film No Direction Home. And there was just something in the film that just made me want to go back and listen to Bob Dylan. So I started with the library, got as much of the music as I could, and that evolved into collecting all the studio albums. And I always thought that at some point I would have words in my art, but I had no idea it would be like on a scale like this.
This is a really an enormous scale. Bob Dylan is not short on words.
And that's, you know, it needed to be big in my mind. Because he's so big. He's such an enormous figure. I mean, he's just a giant when it comes to his influence and what he's given us over the years. To do a tribute to Bob Dylan, it has to be big. They roll up onto, like, these metal rods. I'm so in love with the fact that I can do this big thing, this large installation, but it rolls up into this compact, easily transportable. I mean, relatively easily. I didn't really realize, I don't think, how big it was going to be until I got into it because, you know, I mean, I picked 1 3/4 inch, 2 inch font sizes. And that's, you know, that's not that big. But, you know, some of these pieces, some of his longer pieces are 27 feet long. The impact of it is just amazing.
You've shown this before. What is the response that you've gotten?
Some comments I've heard people say is that it's, especially if they get a chance to be in it like alone, is that it's like a Bob church because it kind of leaves you a little speechless in a way. I mean, which is kind of ironic because you're surrounded by a lot of words, but you're just like stunned by it a little bit. Everybody can take something from it.
Well, this couldn't be a more amazing venue for this project of yours. What a gift that you have brought. This is so exciting.
It is. And I'll just say that Zane Bell of the Duluth Dylan Fest, she's really the one who made it happen.
Well, we look forward to seeing you and the show. And it is just fantastic, Sky, that you're a part of Duluth Dylan Fest 2018.
Thanks so much.
KUMD is the official radio station of Duluth Dylan Fest, with events happening from Saturday, May 19th through Sunday, May 27th. Find a full schedule of events at KUMD.org.
Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.